This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, this is, look, I'll speak directly. This winning the numbers for the nomination was a moment to take a step and unify the country and deliver a hopeful message. And Donald Trump missed that moment. And he is still playing to the base. He is still playing to hate. He missed the moment where he could take this election and win it by being presidential, may be a word that annoys him, but by being a leader. And instead, he still sounds like a ringleader of a circus, of a circus comedy. What should he have done at this point? What are one of the plethora of opportunities he could have taken yesterday instead of ranting, screaming on stage, half sentences that really say nothing, that throw mud back, but not half as well as she did?
So I thought that what you said is exactly right. Like, her presentation and her message and the case against Trump was her at her high point. But he could have been at his high point yesterday and detailed a complete takedown of everything that's flawed about the Iran deal. The Iran deal remains unpopular among all Republicans and some Democrats because it lifts sanctions without requiring better behavior from the Iranians. There is a policy response to what Clinton did yesterday, and he actually had the opportunity to sound more presidential. If he had really thought through and had a strategy about what to do with himself yesterday, I would have advised him to surround himself with the foreign policy types that back his candidacy, articulate what is wrong with the Iran deal, maybe point out that there are some unanswered questions about Benghazi. I mean, the reason Republicans are so despondent this cycle is because there is a legitimate foreign policy critique of the Clinton-Obama foreign policy, and he's not making it.
No, absolutely. I mean,
well, that's Nicole Wallace, American author, political commentator. Of course, she worked on the George W. Bush 2004 reelection campaign. Sharp gal, I mean, and, you know, Scott, she's exactly right what she points out here in terms of the lost opportunity for Donald Trump. But, you know, again, these are opportunities that people who understand politics and the nuance of politics get. And this is hard for them. This is like chalk on the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just screeches for them. And but this is not Donald Trump. I mean, and this is what we're, I guess if you haven't realized already, is Donald Trump is not a round peg for a round hole. I mean, he's a square peg, and he's jamming himself into this round hole. And so what happens is you get these consistent friction points, I guess is the way I would characterize it, that comes into play because he's not a politician, and he's going to miss out on those things. And there's certain things that he's really good at that is in his wheelhouse when we want to talk about business and the economy. And when you take a look at some of these foreign policy things, I mean, to expect him to step up and be aware and be effective as a foreign policy idea kind of guy. I mean, he's already said that this is not his deal. He's going to surround himself with people in much the same way that Ronald Reagan did. So, he's smart enough to figure that out. But it's interesting to hear, you know, the other pundits and the people who know better and have a grasp of what's happening politically, how frustrated they get because, hey, Donald Trump's not a politician, is he?
No, he's not. But you would hope that he'd put people around him that could direct him into these moments.
Well, I think people are finding out he's not directable. You know, that's kind of like what Megan said. I agree with her, is that, he's his own man. And, you know, you wish it was a little bit different at times, especially like, you know, like we've been talking about. I mean, yesterday, big, huge, huge deal for him to get that endorsement from Paul Ryan. I mean, that's just the moves. That's one giant step forward. in uniting the party, and then he comes out with his other statement. So the shoe drops. There you go. Well, it's 5 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got more with you. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop and hear what's that sound.
Hey, it's time to take a pause, huh? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you for more information on the show. BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go, and you want to be in the running for that Young Messiah DVD that we're giving away. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, I want to be in the running. Give me the hoppa. And we're going to be giving those away. Make sure you include your address as well. We're going to think positive so we have everything right there, and we'll get it shipped off to you right away, and you can start enjoying that movie with your friends, your neighbors, your families. Our compliments, okay, here on Bill Martinez Live. Ryan Lovelace is with us right now. He's the Washington Examiner political reporter. Ryan, good to have you with us this morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'll tell you, yesterday, a good day started out with the Paul Ryan endorsement of one Donald Trump. And you go, whoa, okay, this is one giant step forward here that you've got, the leader of the House now supporting and trying to congeal some of the disparate parts of the GOP party. And no sooner do we get that, I guess Donald Trump couldn't be happy with a success. He got a judgment, regarding Trump University, and he blasted the judge. And it's like, and wouldn't you know the judge had to be Hispanic? When Donald Trump needs Hispanic voters, he just keeps telling him he's not interested in them, I guess.
Right. Yeah, we saw Donald Trump kind of come out there and blast the judge for his heritage because of how, he thinks that it would have an impact on his judgment in that case. But it's really been interesting to watch, all of these different Republicans kind of start to move toward Trump. Now, I spoke with Mitch McConnell earlier this week, and, even he is saying, I support Trump's new direction for the country. We need to go in a new direction. Now, he's not as comfortable with specific changes that he thinks could be made to the party's platform, but he's on board with Trump and voting for Trump in 2016.
Well, so they're all coming together here, these disparate parts. And, last time I checked on the calendar, we're not that many months away from voting time. So, I think there has to be a sense of urgency in gluing these parts together. I mean, the good news for them is the Democrats are probably in just as much of a disarray as they are.
That's true. And, there's a number of different components of people that they're going to need to be reaching out to, and different audiences that they're going to be trying to court and keep in their favor as they move forward in those next few months. And one of the things that we know they've been doing now is reaching out to a lot of these talk radio listeners, because they're wanting to make sure that a lot of these people that, may have been supporting one of these other 16 candidates throughout the process are unified. They were trying to explain the primary process before, and now they're trying to build, a winning coalition as they move towards November.
Exactly. So, the one thing that not much has been said, and that is the calculus of the Electoral College. Have you had a chance to look much into this, Ryan? Because, Democrats, on the immediate surface, look like they've got, they've got a lot of favor, on their side with the Electoral College.
Right. Well, it's still very early in a lot of respects. I mean, one of the things that we've heard both candidates talk about, and frankly, both parties talk about, is how, you know, the rise of Donald Trump could scramble the electoral map. You know, it's anyone's guess as to whether it scrambles it in his favor or against him. You know, there's a bunch of different analyses out there. One of them is, you know, the Republican Party put out a report about millennial and younger voters this week. And one of the things that they were saying is if they increase it by just a bit, then, you know, the electoral map could flip in their favor. There's other things where they're trying to reach out to African-American voters, where if they increase it by a few percentage points, they're able to flip some other states in their favor. So it'll be interesting to watch how, going forward, Donald Trump campaigns in coming to this general election in terms of which states he wants to flip. You know, it was interesting yesterday that a paper in Detroit had spoken with their editorial board, the governor of Michigan. Michigan is a state Donald Trump wants to have in his column. It's one of those states that can be a toss-up. It's you know, been blue at times, too. But that's a state that Donald Trump wants, but the governor isn't on board and said he's not going to be making an endorsement this time. So that's one of those states that'll be interesting to watch, because it kind of shows how some of these Republican Midwestern governors aren't on board yet, but Trump's going to need those states and those voters come November.
Because when you come down to it, Ryan, I mean, you've got a clash of, I think, two clear-cut ideologies for the first time in a long time. I mean, Phyllis Schlafly wrote a book back in the 60s about a choice, not an echo, and the Republican Party has moved closer and closer to the Democratic Party, where it's been more of an echo and not a choice. And now you've got Donald Trump coming into play here, and there is a clear delineation between the two parties. And I think that, you know, Bernie Sanders has contributed to that in terms of, you know, exposing the Democrats. And here it is. You've got a party of entitlements versus a party of self-reliance. And, you know, entitlements has gotten us $19 trillion in debt. People are losing their dreams. They're frustrated, like what came out in Virginia. I mean, you know, these coal miners, they just want to work. They want a job. They want to provide for their family. I mean, what's wrong with that?
I think that's the argument we're going to be hearing, too, going toward November. But even more than that, what's going to be different than this time, as opposed to 4 years ago, 8 years ago, and traditional Republican politics predating Trump, is I think you're going to hear a lot of Republicans talk about the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court is going to be the thing that they try to talk about to make sure that some of these folks that are never Trump, or more conservatives that are, you know, not as on board with some of Trump's policies and approaches to things, whether it's trade or, you know, his approach to Muslim immigration and Muslims entering the United States, those sorts of things. I think the thing that could be the glue that they try to use to unify the party is going to be the Supreme Court, because it does have a such bigger picture effect. It takes, you know, something that could last for a generation. It's not just about this election. It's about multiple elections. It's about the future of the way many of those issues that you're talking about, you know, get decided and implemented across the country.
Well, Ryan, to your point here, I mean, with all the noise that's going on, you know, the riots in California following the Donald Trump campaign, all the noise about Hillary's emails, all this other stuff. I mean, as a political reporter for The Washington Examiner, what is it that you want to, you know, say to, you know, to voters that they may be missing, that may be lost here in translation? I agree with you that probably a big part of it is the importance and significance of the Supreme Court nominations, no doubt about it. Certainly still the economy reigns number one, and I think we've got some foreign policy issues, you know, security issues here in this country as well. But are you seeing anything else?
Well, I think it's really interesting. I think, you know, one of the things that we've seen throughout this entire primary process is people are so much more engaged than they have been previously. Anecdotally, when I talk to people that are voters out there on the trail, or even just personal friends of mine that haven't been as involved in politics before, they are. I mean, I remember being in Indiana before Trump really locked this thing up, and before Cruz and Kasich dropped out in the next 2 days. You know, there were voters who came up to me and told me that this was the first time they were voting in a primary, but not only were they voting, they knew the number of delegates that each candidate was projected to have, they knew how many were needed to win the nomination, they knew where they were, they knew all of those kinds of things. And so the sophistication of the voters that's out there is pretty remarkable this time as opposed to years past. And that's something that, you know, for all the talk about how this has been such a tumultuous year and there's been fracturing on both sides of the aisle and different changes in direction for the party. It's really been something to watch the, you know, voters that are out there actually take up personal, you know, they feel it's a personal responsibility to be a good citizen and look at these things and make sure that they understand them going into November. It's mm-hmm. something that's really interesting to watch that, you know, in some cases we haven't seen before.
Exactly. Well, it bodes well, I believe, for this country. Ryan Lovelace from the Washington Examiner on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ryan.
This report is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Natural disasters can strike at any time, and it's important to be prepared. While many families have set up plans for emergencies, they can often forget to include their pets. When emergencies strike, families can be left in a panic over what to prioritize for their pets, or what to do if they become separated. In recognition of National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day on Saturday, May 14th, Hill's Pet Nutrition is collaborating with local shelters across the country to encourage and guide families to agree on an emergency plan that also includes their pet. To help families better protect their pets, Hills and their shelter partners have developed some simple tips and instructions for building an emergency go kit with supplies, food, and water in case families have to evacuate their homes quickly in an emergency. Ellen Lowry, DBM, PhD, MBA, Hills Pet Nutrition.
In the case of a disaster, you want to be prepared to exit your home if you need to with your pet, and a great way to do that is to have a pet emergency go kit ready.
For more, visit hillspet.com/petprepared.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, you're the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
you tell me, how do you listen to that song not bob your head? I mean, you're like one of those head-bobbing dolls on your on the dash of your car, right? I mean, little low rider, you got to bob the head, you got to do the deal, it's okay. Hey, welcome back, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us on this they call National Donut Day. It's also National Egg Day, and I guess if you have donuts, eggs are in there, so you can get both days there. And of course, if you're allergic, then you can align with everybody else that looks at this day as National Itch Day. I mean, why would you have a National Itch Day? Go figure. But I guess for some people in America, this is what we love about this country, is that, you know, the land of the free, home of the brave, and if you got an itch, you can have at it. And if that's not enough, then it's also repeat day. I don't know. Is there a day this week that you want to repeat, I guess, or maybe a feeling, an emotion, whatever? Just, celebrate repeat day with that nice emotion, that nice feeling. But be careful that you don't repeat day the itch, because then you could have complications, because that's the way it happens, you know. But, you know, these are the fun days that we have to deal with here in this country. And, you know, we got to take a break, you know, once in a while from, you know, the menagerie of emotions that have been hitting, especially in light of this 2016 election. As much as Bernie Sanders is fed up with hearing about Hillary Clinton's emails, I think some of us are getting to the point where we're getting a little weary of, you know, the conversation and the rhetoric flying around, you know, the campaign trails. And, of course, you know, it's upsetting when we see what has happened, you know, happened yesterday in San Jose with the riots there that are following Trump. People are, you know, agitated. I'm not even sure that they understand what it is they're agitated, what they're fighting against, and how they take Donald Trump out of context. And I would say the same thing even if somebody said this, you know, similar deals to Hillary Clinton, you know, as far as, you know, things that she may have said that, you know, and I understand some of it might be a stretch for some people, but, you know, Donald Trump never did say anything about, oh, you know, the only people coming here from Mexico are rapists and murderers. But that's the translation, and the media lets them get away with it. In fact, they support the headline, which is galling to me, because that's their own little subtle way of editorializing, and this is what's killing the mainstream media and why, you know, the newspapers across the country are losing circulation, because people are fed up with it. You know, they want the truth. They want the whole truth. That's what we need. If we're going to make, you know, the right decisions in this country, we want to do it based on the truth. This is why our commitment to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because that's what we want to make the decisions and choices on. You know, yes, I come from a biblical worldview, so you're going to get that, and I'll tell you that up front. That's where I'm coming from. So, you know, my understanding and my perception of the truth is based on, the Word of God. So, and I do my best. I do my best to, align myself with that and try to, you know, present that to you every day here from 9 to 12 noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. And by the way, we got a lot of great news. We got some expansion, coming up with the show. And again, I thank you for your support. In supporting what we're doing here, and we've got some great news that we're going to be telling you about. We got some new channels and new outlets that are going to be, you know, quite extensive and exciting as Bill Martinez Live continues to expand. But, you know this, that we're working hard for you, and again, I appreciate the communication back and the interaction from you, good and bad. Including even all the bad words, you know, because you get that. I mean, you know, you can't have an opinion or perspective that is not going to be a problem. But, you know, that's what we love about this country, is that we can enjoy the space to be able to exercise freedom of speech. That's what this is all about. And this is what concerns me about, you know, what's happening on the campuses of the United States. And, you know, here we've had a couple of positive signs where, you know, presidents of institutions have said, hey, look, at, you know, we're going to protect free speech. That is paramount, that free speech be protected, not only at the universities, but everywhere for this matter. What's happening. I mean, I support people saying, look, at, you know, we disagree with Donald Trump. That's fine. Hey, look, at, this is what free speech is all about. And Donald Trump needs to hear why, you know, why you're upset. And you know, let's have that conversation, and hopefully, you know, we can get beyond, you know, just the passionate expression and get down to substance and really address, you know, these issues. I know for Hispanics, you know, there, some on in some cases are really quick to jump on the immigration issue. But I can tell you time and again when I've had a reasonable conversation, reasonable, I mean, look, at you know, it's not that everybody wants to sing Kumbaya, but, and again, I appreciate the fire and the passion, and I come from a very passionate family. We, you know, we believe deeply and sincerely about the issues that we believe in, and all that's fine and well, but, you know, this is why, again, we focus on solutions. Because I don't want to just get you all revved up and amped up and excited. And you know, it's like being all dressed up and no place to go. I mean, what have we done at the end of the day but agitate and ruin each other's day, you know? Let's make each other's day. Let's advance the conversation. Let's, you know, I want to be challenged. I want to be, I want to be stretched. You know, I want to go to the next level. And so this is what conversation does. This is what, you know, the environment of ideas can generate, is that it advances, it enlarges us all when we can have free speech. And this is what our founding fathers understood in their brilliance and insight. I mean, to me, it was almost God-given that they were, you know, that they had that kind of insight to realize they had to protect freedom of speech, because they saw what was going on, not only in other countries, how frustrated the people, you know, got when their expressions were blunted and they were told how to think. You know, history is loaded with examples. So we have that in contrast to understand, you know, when speech is stifled, what you get, you know, the control over humanity, the dreams that are robbed, you know, from people, and how it minimizes the significance of our humanity. So, you know, here we are. We're blessed, even in this 21st century with all the challenges that America has today. You know, we're blessed to still have that. And I'm saying, okay, keep the conversation going. Let's talk about it. And but hopefully at the end of the day, if I can say that overused word and term, that it's constructive. That's what we need to do. We need to make each other's day and have it be constructive so that we're advancing the cause, that we're, you know, getting ourselves out of this $19 trillion in debt. We're actually protecting the citizenry, and that the shining light that draws people to this country is really, you know, like we clean up the lens, we buff it up, and really let that shining light shine through. That is a positive magnet. People come here and they have a fair shot at it. You know, you've heard me say before that that's one of the core values I've held to and maintain, is that people need to have a fair chance to win. And I say, when I say win, I don't mean I win and you lose. I mean, I win, you win. We all win. That's the mindset, and that's the trajectory that I'm hoping, and sharing with you, is that we think in terms of what's going to be win-win for all concerned. And, you know, if we do that, then I think we're going to be, well on the way of, this country recovering. If not, you know, the whole idea of what not only this country would be without this country, but what the world could be without America. And, you know, and we have to understand, we really have to get a grip and understand that there are many forces out there that would rather not, you know, have America, because they know with America out of the way, they can have their way with the world. And we've got forces of evil, clearly that's what they are, forces of evil that are fighting not only against our lifestyle, but for the betterment of humanity in every aspect. But look, we have to be united on that and understand what it is that we're fighting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they're proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus Magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13.
on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Available at Walmart.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, thank you, America, for joining in, whether it's online or our 280-some affiliates across this country or even on shortwave around the world. Thank you very much to our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, your engagement in the conversation, tell me you want to be in the running for that those free DVDs, Blu-rays of the movie, what are we doing? The Young Messiah, I guess. Is that the one we're doing? Yes, The Young Messiah. So, get your request in right away. Include your address, and we'll put you in the hopper. And, you could be a winner, 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 winner. Why not? Well, the Donald Trump campaign continues with all the excitement. I mean, they're in California. I'm in California, but they're up in the northern part. I'm down in the south. San Jose yesterday, you got violence breaking out. Protesters hurling eggs. I mean, they're throwing punches. They hit a woman in the face. I mean, doing what they can to intimidate supporters. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is just absolute craziness. But what can you do? Right now, we've got Coach Kevin Collins, the one and only, with us right now. Coach, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, we had this, this intimidation, this stuff going out that's been following Trump here in California. But, you know, Trump is going to, you know, I think he's going to, you know, make a dramatic point here in California. And I don't know if he actually brings the state into play, but, you know, people are, you know, getting really fed up with this stuff that's going on here.
Well, to kind of paraphrase Bill Clinton, it depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah.
If the definition of bringing California into play is, could he win, that's mm-hmm. one. But if the definition is, can he force her to have to spend money and resources in California, I think that's already a fait accompli. That's already done.
Mm-hmm.
He's already there. You know?
Yeah, I mean, she's already in a situation where she's having to pay a little bit more attention to Bernie Sanders, because there's some polls to indicate that Bernie is overtaking her here in California.
Yeah, exactly. That the poll, though, is a little misleading. When you look at it, she has a pretty healthy lead in likely voters. But again, we have to remember what happened in Michigan. In Michigan, the polls were off by some 27 points or so, and it was because the pollster spoke to the wrong people. So that's the case in California. It's a big place, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, and it's kind of goofy. I mean, how do you talk to the wrong people? I mean, you know, this is shades and memories of Dick Morris or something. I hate to malign Dick Morris. I know he's trying to rebuild his career since, what happened with him on Fox on that fateful night. Because we can all make mistakes and make some poor judgments on this deal. But man, you know, with today's technology and all, how do you talk to the wrong voters?
Apparently, this is a problem that has been plaguing pollsters for quite a while. And I might turn it around. I think we've slipped to the point where the question becomes, how do you talk to the right people?
Because, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because when you add cell phones into the mix and landlines, you know what happened in 1948 when the pollsters were certain that Dewey was going to be Truman, and that was because they spoke to people by telephone for the first time in a long
time.
And those were all Republicans. So, this is going to be extremely interesting Tuesday, but I think in a great sense, we're already there. Mm. There's no way that she's going to knock Bernie Sanders out. I think she's going to win, but they have proportional delegates.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so it's going to be like so many other places where, you know, the spread will be small and Bernie will soldier on.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, live another day to complain about the superdelegate process and create increasing dissatisfaction with the Democratic establishment.
Right, and that same survey, the one that we started speaking about here, indicates that 10% of his people will vote for Trump. And I believe that's 10% who will show up. But what about those who, in anger and disgust, won't show up at all?
Yeah, they just pack their bags. And plus, you got Gary Johnson entering the fray as well. What does Gary Johnson do? They're saying that he might have a bigger impact on those millennials. So, you know, 10% here, 5% here, it all adds up, and it just weakens the Clinton machine all the more, doesn't it?
Exactly. Johnson, when you juxtapose Johnson's positions with Bernie Sanders, you find a 73% adherence. That's pretty high. That's high enough to call somebody a Democrat who's just a little bit angry.
You think? Oh, Coach, I'm telling you. And then, on top of it, as if the waters aren't murky enough, Bill Kristol's insisting on, you know, running an independent third party run here, and let's have David French. David French has been on the show with us many times. I like David, great guy, but you know, I outside of comedy, I'm not sure why David would even want to get too involved in this.
There was, I can't think of the show, but there was a one of those cutesy shows where the bachelor has children foisted on him, and he hires a butler, Mr. French.
I think
that Mr. French has a better chance of breaking 1% than David French. Really?
Talk about the whole deal. I mean, Bill Kristol. I understand. Again, we love free speech. You know, let him have his opinion. But Bill Kristol, I think along the way, injures his credibility by pursuing this, here it is. You got Mitch McConnell, who is now understanding that, he's got to find a way to work with Donald Trump. I mean, Paul Ryan, the Paul Ryan endorsement was huge yesterday. And, and in typical Trump form, he just cannot handle the good news. He's got to make a response. I know that this is driving people nuts, Coach. That every time, you think, okay, I can start to get my brain around a Trump nomination and a Trump presidency, and then he strikes out at a judge and wants to, bring the guy's race into play. And it's like, why do you want to go there?
Well, because the guy is a supporter of La Raza, and he is now, that judge is now trying to find ways to reverse his own decision because he knows that Trump has nailed him good.
Well, Coach, I'd heard that there was some implication of La Raza, and certainly I'm familiar with it, but then I heard that it wasn't definitive. Are you getting a definitive association with La Raza? I didn't get that.
I'm looking at the Daily Caller, and I'm looking at Gat News.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very easy to dismiss both of them, but the Gut News has broken stories that nobody else wanted to touch, and they wind up in the Daily Caller, and sometimes when the truth just cannot be smothered, it bubbles up. So that's not a done deal. That's not a situation where Trump is wrong and the judge is right. At this point.
Yes. Well, certainly there'll be more conversation about it. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, and we got more from the coach on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's one thing to be listening. It's another thing to take some action, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, where this country is at, we need all hands on deck. And I am encouraged. I appreciate our conversation earlier with Ryan Lovelace, talking about his anecdotal experience and talking with voters and how engaged they are. Coach, that's one thing that we're seeing more and more of, is America has had it with business as usual here in this country. There is no question they want change, and they want real change that they can really believe in and see some constructive things occur, aren't they?
I like to think of it as divided between old politics and new politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, for the last, 30 years or more, in old politics, we Republican conservatives win a few races, but nothing really seems to ever happen on the positive side. Whatever mm-hmm. does happen is a negative that's pushed on us by the Democrats and the liberals and portrayed in the media as a positive. Well,
right.
Trump is turning things around and has created new politics. And there's really a number that's out there, and I wish that he would focus on it, but I know that at some point he will. And that goes back to last month's Pew survey, where an astounding 6% of the population of America trusts the media. 6%.
Yeah, wow. That's worse than Congress, Coach.
It is. It's worse than used car salesmen. It's just... Oh. Did you see the Trump's press conference the other day with the media when I think he probably picked up 0.75 points in 45 minutes across the nation with his manhandling of the media.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And here it is. I mean, they've been exposed big time, whether it's been Ben Rose. I mean, what came out of the State Department here yesterday? Time and again, the media giving cover and, this administration, they've carried the water for this administration. And Trump is, he's not necessarily talking the number, but he's definitely talking the effects of a prejudiced media. There's no doubt about it. He's called them out time and time again. And guess what? The electorate, they see it. They agree. I mean, this is, they've been living with it, particularly for the last 8 years, and it's just ridiculous.
CNN has taken to answering Trump real time and putting underneath, no, that's not true.
Mm.
I mean, now, let me tell you something. In 2008, I was much, much more involved in political research. I was working for a going operation that happened to be owned by my son, and we got an assignment. We were very excited to get a piece of the general election, and we were friends. We got an assignment from the McCain campaign. He wanted us to take a look at various media people that have been giving him a hard time. Now, I, as the elder statesman in the room, I told him, listen, McCain will never use this material, but let's go ahead. And I'll tell you what, it was very easy to find embarrassing stuff about the very people who were standing up there berating McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Trump is going to do the same thing, except that he will use the material. He won't sit on it.
Exactly. Well, you know, McCain, you know, put a muzzle on Sarah Palin, you know, time and again, case in point. You know, and so how did that work out for him at the end of the day?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, being a coward in battle very rarely leads to victory.
Right.
And hoping that the alligator will eat you last.
Exactly, exactly.
That doesn't keep you alive too long. And that's it. That's the old politics way of doing things. And Hillary Clinton thinks that she's going to use old politics, which is Mrs. Clinton, and then that's followed by an embarrassing question, which she lies to. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's she's got that down. I mean, this is the woman that gave us plausible deniability. And she has taken it to a whole new level, absolutely no doubt whatsoever. I thought what Marco Rubio, in terms of characterizing, you know, Clinton in terms of being old and tired and out of date, I thought was very appropriate. It didn't quite stick on her the way I thought it could have. You know, Donald Trump is comfortable with calling her corrupt Clinton, corrupt Hillary. And that moniker seems to be, you know, holding steady. But I think that what Marco put on her in terms of her being out of date and old and representing the old guard of politics, I thought had some potential to really undermine her dramatically. But you know, you got to hand it to the Clintons, Coach. I mean, you know, you even got Democrats, 71% of Democrats saying, so what if she gets indicted? She's still our gal.
I agree with him. Sure. Listen, that's wonderful. Except that I've said this before, I've said it again. I don't know if Comey's going to indict her. I really don't, but I don't want him to because Trump will just indict her, try her, and convict her in the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
No appeal, no put your thumb on the scale judge, and no rigged jury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot of stuff out there, Coach, and at every turn, I mean, hey, we got another weekend we're looking forward to. You know, what kind of email dump are we going to get now, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, things seem to be coming to a boiling point kind of quickly, and who knows? I mean, you know, these things seem to pop up when the other guys are when the good guys want to turn the heat up, they pop up at the worst times for the bad guys. By the way, did you notice that Terry McAuliffe is now up to his hips in this? And I have to bring to your memory that 2 years ago we talked about the benevolent revolt by the FBI and the DOJ. These are people that are just saying, no, we are not going to be Democrat thugs and jackboot stormtroopers for the Democrats. And that's not why I came into this government service. And I think this McAuliffe investigation has been bubbling up for a year. So there's going to be more of these.
And as you write, Coach, you say that when Clinton falls, McAuliffe is not that far behind. And they're so tied together that if one of them falls, I mean, all of a sudden the dominoes start falling over on the table.
Sure, it brings up the Chinese connections, which is the green tech nonsense from McAuliffe, that old politic where the media would cover it. We have to remember that the Chinese have the technology to kill a carrier with 6,000 of our sailors on it with one shot because L'Oreal of Maryland sold them the technology with Clinton's approval over the objection of everyone, the Joint Chiefs, the National Security Agency, everybody said no, he did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And this is the same thing.
Yes.
All of us in there with the Chinese again.
And, Coach, they're not talking about this. They're trying to keep this hidden as much as they can be, as much as they're trying to hide, you know, regarding the Clinton Foundation. Of course, we got the movie Clinton Cash coming out in July. It's like that moment in A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, you know, telling Tom Cruise, you know, you can't handle the truth. And I think that's what Hillary believes and Bill Clinton believes, is that America can't handle the truth, that we ought to be so fortunate that they're the ones that are in the place of power.
Exactly. But I think all that's going to change. Look, this is like a boxing match. You know, she lands a couple of punches, fine. It's not the end of the match. It doesn't mean that Trump isn't going to win in the long run and win big, because she is a target-rich environment, regardless of what. I had a laugh 2 weeks ago about Britt Hume describing Trump as a target-rich environment.
What a
fool. Okay, yeah. The real target-rich environment is crooked Hillary the felon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I you know, and at this point, the investigation has led to Cheryl Mills and talked to Uma Abedin, or is that yet to come up?
That she's been resisting, but Mills is calling herself Clinton's lawyer now, the lawyer confidentiality.
Exactly.
That's supposed to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, it works because that's what the definition of is, Coach. I mean, you know, you got to hand it to them. I mean, they're taking this all the way to the end. Plausible deniability reigns, you know, with the Clintons. And
let's remember the coaches team. We forgot that.
Yes, thecoachesteam.com. That is the website. Coach Kevin Collins with us. Have a great weekend. All the best to Lady Jane there, Coach. It's just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.